Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Today I'm speaking with Beth Ford, the Chief Operating Officer of Land O'Lakes, the largest dairy cooperative in the United States. Net sales in 2015 were $13 billion and sales in the co-op's dairy food segment were $4 billion. Beth is the Group Executive VP and Chief Operating Officer for Land O'Lakes. In addition to the dairy foods business, Beth heads up the Purina Animal Nutrition Division. She has the added responsibility of being the Chief Supply Chain Officer, with accountability for all supply chain, operations, IT, and R&D functions across the Land O'Lakes enterprise. Hi, Beth. Let's talk about the dairy foods business. You're in at least four areas: butter, branded cheese, food service, and desserts. So how do you grow these products and these categories?
Well, one of the great things I would say about our businesses, you know, butter, of course, was the product that started the whole Land O'Lakes brand. And what's been interesting is that we continue to innovate on that butter platform and are growing above the category level, well above the category level. We are the category leader. It's because of innovations. It's like spreadables that we went to a number of years ago. In fact, I was just with my R&D and innovation team, and they were showing me the charts that indicated over the last, even the near-end adjacencies, that the last, say, 16 to 17 products that we put out in the market are still out in the market and are generating significant levels of volume and profit for us. So, you know, the butter, while people think of it as, boy, that's an old term, old-time product category, actually we continue to innovate on butter and are growing at a healthy rate, well above category.
Okay, so besides the blends, the butter blends, would that include Sauté Express? Is that still in the market?
That one is not still in the market,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
We pulled that one, and it wasn't because we didn't have some good volume, but I think what we saw was to support it in a very complex retail environment and to continue to grow, we had other better options, I think is the way I would look at it.
Yeah.
You know, we were selling at a decent level, but you had to get trial, and when we were getting trial, you wanted to get turn at the shelf level, and we just had other opportunities that we were looking at that we thought would drive better growth for us. One of the other products we came out more recently with on the butter side was the European butter, and that one is still in market, is doing well, and it's at a different, I guess, category level, if you will, black label, higher value, but still branded Land O'Lakes.
Yeah. So I read an article, Adweek said butter pretty much sells itself. Do you believe that?
wouldn't it all be easy if that was the case, wouldn't it?
Right.
Well, you know what, I will say, you know, one of the things that our innovation team would say is, you know, is it one of those things that you go by the shelf and you grab it? You've always seen that package, right, made, you know, you grab it. And I think that that's true to a point, but the fact is that there are other products that are growing in this butter category, and I don't know that it's that simple. So we're doing a couple of things that are interesting on the platform that we're going to try. You know, I don't know if it's launched, but like a pumpkin spice butter for the holiday season, right? And a quick in and out. And I thought, wow, is that interesting? Well, boy, they put it on a cookie for me. I thought, oh my goodness.
Right.
This is dessert. Those kinds of innovations that are quick in and out. And then we're working on a number of other things. You know, whether what we see in our research is, it's those items that are with added health benefits, right? Omega-3 or, you know, those kinds of things that are the pluses that the consumers are going for almost more than the less than, right?
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
So we're looking at that from a health platform perspective. We're looking at that as an opportunity. We also look at convenience. So we're looking at packaging types. You know, so there are a number of items that we're looking at in our innovation portfolio that will allow us to continue to grow. But as I say, we still are growing in that butter category and are growing above the category level at a healthy rate.
Okay. So these seasonal flavors, you're taking a page out of the ice cream companies and now some of the milk companies where you're doing limited time offers based
on
the
holidays. Yeah, I think that's a good way to think of it.
Yeah. So when does pumpkin spice butter hit the shelf?
It'll be towards the normal pumpkin period, right?
Right. Good. Yeah. So what? Tell me about cheese. What's going on in cheese? That's a big product category for Land O'Lakes.
You know, it is. First of all, our processed cheese portfolio, especially in the food service area, is performing beautifully. You know, we're a category captain for one of our major partners in this particular category, and that's growing well. So even though you might say processed cheese, is that really where consumers are? I would say in food service especially, that is where it's a high area of growth for us. And we've also been focusing on our deli cheese business and really trying to wrap around our advertising. We still are the leader in market share perspective in that deli cheese area, but it's competitive, as you can well imagine. So what we're trying to do is maybe do something that we haven't done as much of, and I think as there were some other questions you had around this, is really focus on our advertising and our promotion, but really our advertising and marketing associated with our products in branded cheese. Both areas, food service helping us grow in our cheese business and our processed cheese business and the branded cheese and our deli platform, in our stick business, in our single serve type of business. Those areas are growing at a very nice clip for us.
Okay. Well, let's step back and talk a little bit more about the food service cheese. When you talk about food service, are these restaurants, quick service restaurants, or more institutional like schools and universities?
Well, I would say it's been more on the restaurant side that we're really seeing some nice growth, but also on the K-12. Mm-hmm. And our performance cheese sauces are really doing well. If you look at the portfolio of branded, some of them are butter sauce based, cream sauce based, hollandaise sauce based. We look at Extra Melt, which is a terrific product for us in food service. So it's been, while we can say yes, K-12 is growing, I would say it's also really a big focus on the restaurant side of that equation.
Right. So how do they use some of these products? Is it macaroni and cheese? Is it soups?
Yeah, the Extra Melt can be macaroni and cheese. I think some of the Extra Melt is being really used pretty aggressively in the Hispanic restaurant portfolio. So that's got a nice growth trajectory to it.
So are these products that you've developed at your innovation center for these categories?
Okay. Yeah. The Extra Melt branded processed cheese is kind of the industry gold standard. It really is something that has helped us distinguish Land O'Lakes and our branded products of Land O'Lakes in the food service area.
I see. And how do you sell into the food service channel?
Well, we do it. Some of it is direct, and also we have a brokerage, Broker's Advantage. We also are category captain with Sysco. Mm-hmm. So we work through Sysco as a partner. We're working both sides. So we've been trying to be a little bit more focused to say where is it better for us to have the direct relationship, and where will we work through our brokerage partners.
Okay. And explain what you mean when you say you're the category captain.
Sysco has really tried an approach to say, you know, help us grow a particular category. So for us, it's processed cheese and it's cheese with Sysco. Sysco might say, we're going to try to look at all the broad variety of products across their portfolio and their locations. And they're, of course, a huge partner. And they're going to want to say, you, as most knowledgeable in these particular areas, help us think about the categories and the way we should position different products and grow different products in there. And so it's an opportunity to work more as a partner versus a supplier.
Okay.
And it allows a company, and we work on category captains as well in other businesses, like in our feed business, our Purina business. But it's an opportunity for you to have a different level of partnership versus being a transactional partner. Here, I sell my stuff into you. You sell it on the street. It helps us distinguish the merchandising that would be most effective, the way that different products should be thought of in a tiering, if you will, in a category, those kinds of opportunity areas. And so it's an important designation. It allows us to really think about growth in dairy and in that portfolio with a key partner like Sysco versus just having a supply-demand relationship.
Okay, so you can bring them insights and they can bring you insights as well.
Exactly.
And then you work together.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the deli cheese and what's going on in that in terms of shoppers and shopper insights and flavors and formats.
Yeah, deli cheese is a competitive environment. And while we're still a market leader in that particular area, that's been a little bit more challenging for us, I think, because you have a number of players that are in the marketplace. So, and then you've got, what do you call them, grocerants inside of grocery stores now, and you have the deli that's playing such a significant role inside of supermarkets now. And so all of those are opportunities for growth, and some of them are growing above where retail is in supermarkets, where we know for consumer packaged goods companies that can be a bit more of a challenge. Dairy is growing, but other center of the store areas are not growing as much. So in the deli side, deli, I think, is growing in groceries, and so is the grocerants, that area where you're going and getting a hot meal in a grocery store. Mm-hmm. So the deli cheese side for us is critical. Working with my team, and if we're really focusing on the areas we need to win, those would be some of those areas. We continue to be a strong player, but we need to do more to leverage our innovation portfolio and our partnership with some of these key customers to say that we can grow at a better rate.
Okay. Are you doing packaged cheese in the dairy case as well?
We do that, yes. And Land O'Lakes branded cheese is in the, and we're particularly strong in the Northeast, which is having moved from the Northeast, which is definitely deli central. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a pretty competitive marketplace.
It is, yeah. As consumers tend to spend more of their dollars in restaurants and in grocery stores, it sounds like you maybe have hedged your bet by being in food service. Mm-hmm. That's going to support you.
Yeah, as consumers are making different choices right now, as I say, what's been great, I think, is that even though there's an evolution in the way the customer is thinking of food, dairy is a leading category. I mean, dairy is still strong and seeing good growth. And, I think that's been a little bit more challenging for other parts of the food industry, the packaged food industry.
Right. You have a dessert product, too, in Cozy Shack, and that was a company you acquired a few years back. In your annual report, it said your advertising agency partner will take Land O'Lakes and Cozy Shack into the future. So what does that mean, going into the future?
Well, first of all, Cozy Shack has performed beautifully. What we had hoped to do was take a brand that was simple, natural, kind of a posture, and leverage our big pipe, if you will, to say we've got more distribution, more capability, leverage our insights and our investments to grow appropriately. And we've done that, actually ahead of what our plan had been during the original acquisition. And we continue to work on innovation in Cozy Shack in terms of products and distribution. Now, when we say leverage with the Martin Agency is absolutely best in class. We're thrilled to have them with us in both Land O'Lakes core dairy area and then the Cozy Shack area. In Land O'Lakes, what you'll start to see, and we've already launched this, the Add a Little Good campaign. And what we're trying to do is really tell more directly the story of the culture and the products and the way we think of Land O'Lakes to our consumer. So really kind of flaunting the fact that we are farmer-owned, mm-hmm. Our dairy producers, we're going right from the cow, and we're going right to the shelf. And we know that consumers value that. We also talk about the work we do internationally, that we do in different communities around the country to help in terms of, I don't want to say food deserts, but food shortages. It's a core area of our mission and our culture, and it's a core area of our foundation where we focus our attention, and we want to tell that story. And for us, we talk about, people say, well, butter, what are you going to talk about? What is there new to talk about butter? And we say, well, wait a minute. We want to say, when you add butter to something, you add a little good. Right, add a little good, but we also want to characterize it as adding a little good. All of us could do a little good, and if we all did a little good, wouldn't it make the world a better place? So we're going to be showing that in our advertising. We're out in digital right now, and of course we really want to focus on, very much like most people, millennials, to make sure that our growth with millennials and our indexing with millennials is where we want it to be for the future growth of that business. So that's the core Land O'Lakes dairy. Now on Cozy, we'll probably do something a little, I've seen just a couple of storyboards on it, something I don't want to say is edgier, but it's more unique. We'll tell more funny stories. But boy, there's been a shortage on Cozy Shack pudding, so what does that mean? And kind of a, more of a funny story type of a thing to it. I haven't seen some of the final scripts yet, but I saw some of the storyboards and I liked it. It was good, and it was more of a, boy, it's so unbelievably delicious that there has been a run on this Cozy Shack pudding, and you better go get it now before there's too much of a shortage in your area, that kind of a thing. Cozy Shack has been growing nicely because of its simplicity. I think, again, where the consumer is right now, a simple ingredient deck, something that is well understood. We certainly index strongly on rice pudding and things that are the simple formulas. And so that is where you would see the advertising shift for Cozy.
Okay. That gives you it gives you another day part as well, or several day parts, right? It gives you a snack, it gives you a dessert. Maybe some people are eating it for breakfast too, right?
Boy, I like the way you think, John. No, seriously, have you read our strategic plan? Because that is exactly right. I mean, what we would say is, jeepers, we aren't just playing against refrigerated dessert. This product portfolio should index against a variety of day parts, and you're absolutely right. It's as though you read the whole plan.
Right, but that's what I think any food company has to do nowadays, right? You have to be in front of the consumer.
Yeah,
all day long, and that's with the product and with the packaging as well.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, what else can we expect from Cozy Shack in terms of flavors or formats?
Well, you know, we went out with an indulgent recipe. Again, it performed well. We have to decide what the support is. So it's kind of maybe moving it up a little bit more, and you know, very much like the European butter example, say moving this up in terms of the category. But, you know, there are a couple of other things that we're looking at. Go back to your comment on, geez, I can see how it could be playing against breakfast or day part. So we're looking at formats, sizes, sample sizes, all of those things on packaging. On the product itself, I don't want to get too far out in talking about that, because we have been talking about some innovation that we're looking at that would, I think, enhance that product. So rather than give that out to you right now, I'll probably come back to you with that as we get more ready to launch.
Okay.
So I think the things you'll see more clearly and more rapidly would be, you know, the standard things that you would look at for packaging sizes and distribution and really making sure we're heading up on core product categories. But we are looking at something that I think is pretty exciting.
Okay. Now, Land O'Lakes has a great name. I think it's a great brand name. You make some of your products and you license some of your products. Can you talk about the decisions when and where you're going to make your own and when and where you're going to license to other dairy processors?
You know, we haven't really been discussing licensing to other dairy processors at this point. I think that was something that was done, I'm going to guess, in the early 2000s, probably before my time, and in the 1990s. And, you know, there was a period of time where I think we were in the fluid milk business, and as you know, we licensed that to
right.
Dean Foods and others. And that's been a good, healthy partnership. We made a decision we weren't going to be in that fluid milk business, and we went that direction. In the dairy side, I wouldn't say that we've had any discussions of us licensing the Land O'Lakes brand outside of what we already license.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the same thing I would say from an international perspective, we aren't going to necessarily, we sell and export internationally, but we're not going to necessarily invest to build our brand and brand recognition in some of the international markets. But even with that, it doesn't mean that we're thinking of what we want to license the Land O'Lakes brand, you know, outside the United States.
Okay. Do you as a company want to be in manufacturing of dairy products?
Well, we are in manufacturing,
right.
As you know. We've got multiple dairy plants. We have butter powder plants, and we have cheese manufacturing plants, and we have specialty ingredient plants, so powder plants. Do we want to be? Well, yes, and we are. We are in those, and we'll make the appropriate investment, and especially given the fact that we're farmer-owned. It's part of our fully integrated model, and we make the investments because we want to have, I don't want to say have control. You know, we'd say, well, okay, it's farm to fork. You know, that's the way we're thinking of it. And we think of it from a farmer member perspective all the way to the retail shelf. So we are in manufacturing. We've invested in manufacturing. In fact, we just acquired the early part of the year plant in Hillsboro that is a cream-based, cream source plant for making butter. We'll continue to look at our network. We always do. We always look at optimization of our network, and that's the way we think of it. We don't think of it on a plant-by-plant basis. We think of it as a dairy network.
For the network, okay. All right.
And I think, by the way, that distinction has helped us. I'll say, you know, so I may make an investment in our facility in Orland, California, and that plant supplies product into my Melrose, Minnesota, and Spencer, Wisconsin plants. And so it allows me to be competitive, more cost competitive, but also to have a network designed to support the production of the different product portfolios that I have.
Okay. So what is it that Orland is making?
Well, we're making a low-fat cheddar, for instance, and that was going into our processed cheese. And also, we have a some cheese manufacturing, alternate make manufacturing that we do in Melrose, Minnesota. So we'll connect the dots, and we try to say, and we say this with our members, too. One of the reasons that it's, I think, an advantage for some of our co-op members to be part of our network is it's a national network. It's not a regional play. And so we're balancing the investments and productivity and efficiency of these plants across the national platform.
Beth, thank you very much. That was Beth Ford, the Chief Operating Officer of Land O'Lakes. That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Go to dairyfoods.com or the iTunes store to download part two of my interview with Beth, where she speaks about recruiting, hiring, and retaining employees. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+, watch us on YouTube, and stay up to date on all things dairy at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.